part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are.
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
So glad that you're with us. Hour number two of Baldwin McCullough Live is on the air. We're on the air limping along tonight, I might add, because our most important person isn't here. Our man who runs everything in our entire company, Ivan Quinones, is not feeling well tonight. So he had to leave early. But he got us on the air on 309 radio stations, satellite Sirius XM satellite radio, and the UAN television network all before he left. While he was like puking in the bathroom in between setting up of each thing.
So, well, when you're the head executive tech zombie, you know.
For the special zombie edition of Baldwin.
Exactly.
So anyway, we're glad that you're with us. We're in New York. He's Stephen Baldwin, the actor and reality television star. He was on Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars. That makes him an all-star on Celebrity Apprentice.
You really got me going on this zombie thing.
Good.
I'm thinking I'm going to call Mark Burnett.
Squirrel.
Right. Shiny yes. Object. I'm thinking I'm calling Mark Burnett. And like, there's got to be like a subculture of people who not only are way into the zombie thing, but that think they're zombies themselves.
Oh, I thought you were going to wrap some sort of weird faith-based element into it, and I was going to go, please don't do that.
Yeah. I'm not that smart.
I'm Stephen Baldwin. I'd like to lead the faith-based zombie movement.
Yeah. Why not?
So your idea is create a television product for the subculture.
Create a reality show
of the U.S.
about
that not
people
only
who believe they're zombies. Or would like to be.
Not only follow zombies, but believes that.
But like live with them as they live out their zombie fantasy on a daily basis. I bet you that'd be a big
zombies
hit.
Have been a thing because they've not only done like the scary stuff in like The Walking Dead on TV and or is that the name of it? The Walking Dead.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. And all the other
big
things.
Hit.
But they've even had like romantic comedy zombie movies, where like a zombie like. Lives in a small town, and, like, he falls in love with the girl,
And I just thought you were making some kind of joke about one of the films in my filmography. So I'm kind of like, in my mind, I'm going, can I play a romantic
Yeah, no,
film?
No, I'm not. But like, within the last year, there was a romantic,
Oh, you're right!
Because I was on a plane flying from New York to California or Denver or somewhere.
You're right.
And I saw it, and I thought, oh, that looks like a cute movie. And then I like, wait, he's dead? What? And then, that's a zombie movie.
Right. But it was a romantic...
They didn't even come out and just say it, like, in the fine print. No, you had to, like, read the subtext in between the lines to figure it out that it was a zombie.
Yeah, the title was, like, He's Dead or something.
No, it was like, he's, you know, I love you. Sign the dead guy. Or it was
I love you to death.
That may have been the name of it. Anyway, what does this have to do with anything? Well... Not exactly the same thing, but California is going to let their prison. You've seen the Brad Pitt World War Z trailers, right? And in every scene of that, you see this just huge, like, mass of people just, like, crawling all over each other to, like, get over a wall or to take over the end of a battleship or what. I mean, it cool special effects in that they got, you know, millions of zombies to run around the screen together and to crawl all over each other and eat each other's brains. But... I'm not sure that it. I wouldn't necessarily call it great film art. I haven't seen it, but I'm not necessarily putting it in that category. But I just wonder if it's going to be similar to that when California lets out the next 10,000 prisoners that they're about to let out, that they're just going to come crawling over the walls and into your life, wherever you are, particularly if you live in California near a prison. 888-340-3373. And would you like? How would you respond if this happened in your state? If they said, they're overcrowded, the guys are getting colds and sniffles a little too often, And so because of that, we have to make sure that they don't get those colds and sniffles. It's too crowded. They're getting sick a little too much. We've got to let them back out in the general population. I thought the reason we send them to prison is so that, like, they die there or something. I thought that's what was supposed to happen there. I'm very confused about this, Stephen. I mean, you're not comforting me at all.
Well, I'm gobsmacked about the whole thing.
Let's go to Jenny calling from Dublin, Georgia on line one. Jenny, welcome. You're our first caller in hour two here on Baldwin McCullough Live. Thanks for being here. Line one, Jenny, are you there? Jenny going once, twice. Okay, she was going to say, as a young parent, you fear for your children's safety. Maybe they should attach tracking devices to these people.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure zombies could gnaw through those tracking devices. Should I stop confusing the prisoners that they're about to release in California with zombies? Is that being too unfair, too harsh?
If any of the prisoners are listening to the program, you know, they might just use the zombie reality as some excuse.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Eat some bath salts. You could have a very hard time figuring out who was who.
Well, Jenny, if you want to call back, give us a call back.
888-340-3373. Now, we talked to Mark already.
Oh.
But here's what I want to say, and we'll roll in other callers as we go along. But hour two, here's what I wanted to get to. We'll keep taking your calls on the prison thing. I see the caller. Oh, chill. Good grief. Is this our first time on the air? Owen?
It's all Owen's fault. My goodness.
Ivan's
I think
not here.
Kevin's a zombie.
We're calling people out
He's
tonight.
He's flipping out like a zombie. Your teeth. Don't do that.
Eating the brain of the microphone.
My Lord.
So here's the thing. Down in Gitmo tonight, there's this new story being reported by, of all things, the Guardian newspaper out of London. I've noticed this lately. I have to go to the London newspapers to get the most up-to-date information about the U.S. I don't know why that's taking place, but I don't like that very much. Maybe it has to do with the whole eavesdropping thing and the journalists not feeling safe, you know, getting their stories out anymore. I don't know. But here's what the London Guardian says. Increasingly brutal tactics are being used in an attempt to break the hunger strike by detainees at Gitmo, according to fresh testimony from the last British resident still held in the camp. Shaker Amir claims that the U.S. authorities, because that sounds like a good British name, right? Shaker Amir.
Yeah.
Claims that the U.S. authorities are systematically making the, well, maybe the Islamic Emirate of Britain. Maybe. Anyway, they're claiming that U.S. authorities are systematically making the regime more hardline to try to defuse the strike, which now involves almost two-thirds of the detainees. Techniques including making cells freezing cold to accentuate the discomfort of those on the hunger strike and the introduction of metal-tipped feeding tubes, which Amir said were forced into inmates' stomachs twice a day and caused detainees to vomit over themselves. Question number one. Why are we trying to make the guys eat? Look, it goes against every instinct in human nature to decide you're not going to eat food.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have to have literally a death wish to go for a long period of time and decide not to eat.
Right.
Either that or you're, you know, an oppressed teenage girl whose dad told you were too fat or something. I mean, but those are the only kinds of people that willingly do this on their own. Why are we doing that? Why do we care if these guys starve to death? Self-voluntarily. And why on earth would we go stick metal tubes in their belly buttons to try to force food into them? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Has this ever been done before as far as prisoners that are starving themselves?
Yeah, and actually, under the Reagan administration, there were some terrorists that we didn't deal with, and they were like, well, I'm going to be on a hunger strike, and they died.
Right.
Was it Reagan?
But has anybody been
Thatcher?
Forced
been Thatcher. And I think Thatcher's response to it was, you shouldn't have broken the law.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to love her.
Yeah. So.
But is this the first instance that they're seriously
that we're forced eating them?
Yeah.
I think it is, because we don't want, I don't know, whoever over in the, you know, that window of Middle Eastern nations that all hate us. We're trying to play nice with them, and this is Obama's way of playing nice. Well, we're not going to let you guys starve. Why not? you tried to kill us on 9/11.
Right.
You killed 3,000 of our people. You took down the towers and you bombed the Pentagon. What do I care if you starve?
So you're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373.
It's kind of the opposite of the California prison story. Like, these guys want to be let go, and we're not letting them go, but we're going to force feed them while they're in prison. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
888-340-3373. Okay, we see Annie from the Bronx. We're going to get to you, Annie. Hold on. And there's two other phone lines open, so that means there's two of you that can jump in right now. 888-340-3373. Two stories you're allowed to weigh in on. One, California about to release 10,000 dangerous criminals into the general population of the state. How would you feel if it came to your state? And number two, should we try to force feed the hunger strike detainees in Gitmo? That's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Baldwin. I'm McCullough. This is Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday nights from New York. Thank you for being with us every single Saturday. And if you're just joining us for the first time on maybe a new station, like maybe a television network in the state of Texas, on Verizon or on over-the-air stations in Dallas and Houston, we welcome you. And also, we are glad to have you listening by way of radio from Fairbanks, Alaska, to Orlando, Florida, from New York City to San Diego, California, and everywhere in between. 888-340-3373 is our phone number, 888-340-3373. Two stories we've talked about tonight. World War Z zombies are about to be released from prison because the governor there is incapable of stopping the zombies on the courts in the state of California from telling them that they have to do this. And so the brain eating will begin. If this was to happen in your local state, we want to know how you would feel about it. Would you be stocking up on the 12-gauge? Would there be lots of extra buckshot sitting around near your front door? Just curious if you were going to have to face that. Also, down in Gitmo, speaking of zombies, all the terrorists that are still there for the most part, not eating, which is saving on our grocery bill in an amazing way. And for that, I'm personally grateful for them. But now the feds have said, you know what, we can't let them starve to death, and we've got to do something to intervene. So, of course, a really great idea is to shove a metal tube right up their belly button and force feed, I don't know what, Ensure up through the, what do they call that passage there anyway? That's where your connectivity cord is when you're a kid, right? Your umbilical cord?
Right.
Yeah. So it's like a robotic umbilical cord that we're force feeding, Ensures with enzymes through. Should we be doing that, or could they just like starve and we could be okay with that? I'm just curious your thoughts. 888-340-3373. My name is Kevin McCullough. He's Stevie B. Did I get everything?
I think you covered just about all of it.
Well, let's pick a caller there.
Well, we heard from one of our favorite folks that calls in, Ralphie Boy there. So obviously, much more than Ralph, we love when Annie from the Bronx calls in. So let's go to line one.
Because she usually brings red sauce with her. Hey, Annie, how are you?
Hi, fine. Thank you, guys. Remember I said I like to take a break sometimes, but you always end up coming back home. You guys are home for me. So, I want to comment on both things very quickly. The whole Gitmo thing, it's just a scheme to make Obama seem once again, oh, the merciful, oh, the one who can, you know, he wanted to close Gitmo, but us Republicans, we got in the way, but this is the best he could do. We must not let these people perish. I wonder what's going on with a Pakistani doctor, by the way. I wonder if he's giving them that much love.
The Pakistani doctor, Annie, just so people are following, the man who tipped us off as to the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden, and without whom we could not have captured him, we haven't really gone to his aid, have we?
No, not at all. He may be running out of toenails to be taken out. God bless him, though, truly. I hope that what I'm saying is not true. But we never offered him any haven, any sanctuary. And I'm sorry. I think there's a nefarious reason behind it. The same way that letting these jailmates out is detrimental. We've got to know that. These are brilliant people. They don't do anything without cause and effect. Everything is very well thought out. And I'm thinking that the reason why some of these people are very heavy, carry very heavy felonies, is because now they come back as misfits. Think about it. They'll have a record. They'll have nowhere to go. Who else is going to take them? The government. So we're looking at a new era. Possibly, this is just possibly, and that's this is what conspiracies are made of. When things don't make sense, this makes no sense. They could possibly be part and parcel of what would be the new national military. And then you got the amnesty. Look at how they're pushing college. But what does it say? If and so you fail to pay your tuition, don't worry, we've got you. All you've got to do is join the Youth Corps and the National Guard.
So, Annie, you've single-handedly built an army for Obama from released prisoners, illegal immigrants, and the Youth Corps of America that can't pay back their college student loans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, prior to the scandals of about 6 weeks ago, I used to look at people that would say things like this, and I would shake my head and click my tongue. And no, you guys are just, you know, the conspiracies, you're just too much. I don't say that anymore. because I don't even know if I believe all the conspiracies, but I don't mock people that have conspiracies anymore, because I would have thought that the IRS wasn't targeting certain groups based on their political affiliation. I didn't think that journalists were having their phones tapped and being lied about in courts by the administration. So now I'm like hands off. Whatever right. people want to believe, yeah, you go ahead and believe it. I'm not going to stop you.
Right.
Because it probably could happen.
Yeah, well, it hurts. These are very dark recognitions that for the first time, we've had all kinds of presidents and all kinds of, you know, tribulations and all kinds of stuff we've done. We know all of it is not good. But this is the first time that I think we're dealing with somebody that what's treacherous about him is that I don't think he belongs to any political philosophy. And this is why we fail every time you try to pin him to anything, whether it's socialist or dictatorial. When people talk about zombies and Hitler, I don't think people are comparing Obama to Hitler. I don't find anything similar about either one. But what I do find similar is the psychological climate that both the people in the 30s in Germany who were artists and doctors and scientists and the brilliant of the brilliant, just like us, willfully not seeing what's right. there because out of cowardice, and I don't even blame them because you kind of, you know, you only got one life to live and you kind of just want to like go through it and not have to deal with these things. But I say, you know what? I'm going to go down anyway. Don't feel like going down like a goldfish. I want to go down like some kind of a morphing of a banshee and a siren. I just don't feel like going down quietly. I don't think they deserve that.
All right.
That's why you come here, Annie, to give your opinion on Baldwin McCullough Live.
I think it's safe to say that Annie just raised her rhetorical sawed-off 12-gauge, and she's ready for the zombie attack.
Love it.
Thank
Love
you,
it.
Annie. Hey, next time, bring the red sauce.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. All right, enough. We don't want to have someone pull
over. No, but there's a more important sound effect.
Which is?
It's the sound of the brains slapping up against the wall. So it goes...
That is just the grossest thing you've ever said on radio. Okay, that's enough. Please. I don't want to get dropped by stations. 888-340-3373. That wasn't Stephen Baldwin. I don't know.
I don't know why,
ate his brain.
I'm watching this on the playback on TV right now. I look so silly doing that. I probably should think about these things before I do them.
Wow. There's a concept. If only. All right, Gabe in Fairbanks and Robin in Missouri. Hold on, you're the next two in line, and we've got one phone line open, 888-340-3373. Should we be intervening with the prisoners in Gitmo to force-feed them Ensure shakes to make sure they get their nutrition and stay alive, as though there's some sort of, you know, decrepit granny that can't eat for themselves? Should we do that if they don't want food? That's what we're being told we should do and considering doing. I don't like that. What do you think? 888-340-3373. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, the radio program, special zombie edition. I love when we do shows like this.
Zombies? You've been waiting to do a zombie
show? I didn't know, but I love when we, you know, because, like, you know, it's an interesting idea to consider, you know, 10,000 criminals will be released from prisons in California and all that good stuff. And then you wrap it up around World War Z. I love
it. Well, you know, Brad Pitt did me the massive favor of releasing that ridiculous trailer and the film this weekend.
Yeah.
So we're all set. They're climbing the walls. They're coming for you. They will eat your children's brains. They are the zombies that are in the California and state prisons, and they are coming for you.
And then we parlay that right into a brilliant question you ask, which I haven't given my opinion on yet.
Right. I've noticed you've been strangely silent on this so far.
And I have to say, I think you should let the prisoners at Gitmo, who it seems to me there must be some element of their faith involved in this.
No, they're just making a statement. They just.
But if they starve themselves to death, they get 72 virgins.
I don't know if they do or not.
No?
Is that admirable? Is it?
But isn't that true with their faith? With the.
I don't know.
So, you know.
We'll see.
If I really believed that, I'd have stabbed myself a long time ago. But I'm bummed.
All right, back to the phones. Line 2, Gabe is calling from Fairbanks, Alaska, one of our favorite affiliates, AM 660. Gabe, welcome all the way to New York and to the rest of the country. You are now being heard nationwide. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Steve took part of what I was going to say right out of my mouth there with the whole virgin thing. Because, I mean, if they die in a camp, either by starving or whatever, wouldn't that be fulfilling their duty to whoever it is they're praising? And,
yeah,
you know, they'll get, I mean, pretty much the equivalent of strapping a suicide vest on and blowing up themselves, only they're not taking anybody else with them. I mean,
yeah, and but even if that's the case, okay, so they want to go have what they believe are going to be 72 virgins, and they're going to wake up in the pit of hell with demons all around them. What? Where do we as an American people care? Where do we go? Look, you tried to kill us all. You tried to wipe us off the map. Part of the punishment for us capturing you in the act of trying to do that is to put you down here in this little toilet basin that we call Gitmo and hope to goodness that we don't have to deal with you anymore. What?
Exactly.
Why do we care?
Exactly my point. Exactly. So we shouldn't care. I mean, and you brought up, you know, earlier on that what would the rest of the world think about us letting them do this to themselves? I mean, what does it matter? They're eventually think they're going to get what they always wanted by dying in the name of whatever it is they're doing. So why would the rest of the world care?
And it comes back to my great question. See, this is where the nanny state can't even help itself. They don't even know that you're not supposed to help our enemies. They're like, they got to not only, you know, tell kids in the inner city, you're too poor and dumb to be able to feed yourself. We have to do it for you. Now they're going to the terrorists and going, oh, you're too poor and dumb to understand what you're doing. We got to shove a shiv up your belly button and feed you Ensure shakes every day.
Exactly.
I mean, who's responsible? They come back. Okay, so the Islamic Council of Nations or whatever some group says, and they come back to the Obama White House and say, well, you let all of our people die. Wait, I did? Wait, they're the... We put food, you know, we put Ramadan-approved menus in front of them every day at their jail cell entry, and they're the ones that let it sit there and grow mold. Hey, what did we do? We did everything we could.
Weird.
All right, Gabe, thanks for
listening.
Thanks,
Gabe.
Tell all your friends, and thanks for being here. Come back anytime. Line 3, Robin in Missouri, listening to Sirius 131. Hi, Robin, welcome.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for your patience.
I wanted to comment about the prisoners in California.
Sure, go right ahead.
They probably have 10,000 prisoners on death row. Why wouldn't they take them out first?
Mm.
And the ones that they just let out, put them in the military and teach them how to be productive citizens. And if they don't live up to what they're supposed to do in the military, put them back in prison.
Well, Robin, you know part of the answer to that in California, that while they do have the death penalty as the law, the activists won't let them put it into action. And so you're right. They have stacked up that that funnel pretty good for a while, for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. We need to go back to Bible days. And if they put the ones on death row to death like they say they're going to do, that would deter some of the other ones coming in for minor crimes, too.
Well, if they get sick and die in their cell, I don't know that that's going to I think that'll discourage some people, too. Maybe I shouldn't go to prison. Maybe I shouldn't commit crime. Maybe I should get a job and be a productive human being.
But it's California.
Said the actor in the room. I'm Kevin McCullough. He's Stephen Baldwin. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you. We'll be right back.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Yo!
Special zombie edition.
I am your local host of Zombie USA tonight.
I just like saying that. It's special the, zombie edition.
The zombie edition of the Baldwin McCullough Show.
Yeah, because California's letting 10,000 zombies out of prison. And then you got some Gitmo zombies, and they're not eating. So, you know, your idea earlier was very good.
Which was?
Let the 10,000 just eat the guys at Gitmo.
Well, I didn't say that that's what they were going to do.
Well, that's what I heard. That was my interpretation.
All right. So, anyway, we're not advancing cannibalism here. No, we're not.
No.
Not in the least.
We're being silly.
Yeah, and we sometimes do that. And for those of you that are a faith-based broadcaster, we're not trying to offend those listeners that come to your station on a weekly basis. Just know that we have a sense of humor, even if some people don't.
And
if those some people that don't happen to call you this next week, just remember, Stevie B and KMC are you guys.
Sometimes we get silly, though, but when we deal with certain issues and topics that just baffle us.
And that's why I brought this.
All you can do is get silly about it.
Well, in reality, how can you not? You can laugh or cry, but if California is going to put violent criminals on the street next to my family, I'm either going to get mad about that or I'm going to make a joke about it, one of the two.
Sure.
What would you rather me do tonight? Because one of those guys take the innocence or the life of a kid in the state of California, the state deserves to have a major lawsuit filed against it.
Sure.
In every way possible. So they're kind of sowing what they reap. And I just hope that the, you know, all I can do is pray and hope for the best. But I don't want the kids of California or the families of California or the fine tax-paying citizens of California to suffer because they have to release 10,000 zombies into the population. Let's go to line one. Dan in Louisville, Kentucky, listening to WGTK AM 970. Hi, Dan.
Oh, hi. Hello, Mr. McCullough and Mr. Bowman. I was just calling because I was thinking maybe that the re-universitivism should be considered as a possibility because I think we could probably create a cost ratio so that you compare the re-universitivism recidivism to the rate at which 10,000 people will commit crimes that are of caliber, which is great enough to put them in prison, and if it is greater than one, if assuming that the ratio is like the people over the 10,000 people that are in the general population divided by the rate of recidivism of the population that they tend to intend to release. Then maybe you can do it a cost analysis in this way. But what I'm saying that is, yeah, you're right. I think that probably if any child that is injured by this these people, you know, that should be considered as well.
Right.
But also the cost analysis. Sure. I mean, I don't really know. I don't really know. Who they plan on releasing. So, I mean, what portion of the prison population is this?
Well, here's what's happened so far, Dan, and maybe this will clear it up for you. They released 40,000 nonviolent, low-level offenders about 6 months ago. And they did that because they wanted to ease the overcrowding. They're all concerned about the overcrowding. Evidently, you have guys that are having to bunk together, sleep on the top bar of the bars in their jail cell, hang from the ceiling like vampires at night. You've got all these kind of problems that are going on in the prison, and they're saying, well, these guys are getting sick, they're getting the overcrowding, it's causing all of these conditions, and so in order to relieve that, we must let people out. And so they let 40,000 people out. Well, these next 10,000 are, by everyone's estimates, going to be more dangerous than the first 40,000 that they put out there. So I don't know if that helps or not, but it is going to be more dangerous people that they're releasing. Any? Does that help clarify it at all?
Oh, yeah, somewhat. But the people at this, you did mention 2006, and so if the population of the prisons has been replaced with violent offenders and less violent offenders since 2006, then there's probably another 10,000 which are not violent, which in a similar vein can be released. So, we're talking about the rate at which the population in the prison is replenished and the rate at which the general population of the state of California is committing crimes which are egregious enough to put them in prison.
And if they let these people out now, Dan, thanks for the call, by the way. If they let these people out now, Stephen, you were saying last hour, they're like, hey, we're open for business.
Yeah.
Hey, criminals, come on out here. We don't have room for you. So just start doing your crime out here because, this is your place. There's an open for business sign.
And it would, you and I get along so well because you're you and I have a criminal mind, which is why I'm so...
It's true, because he went to jail this year for not getting his driver's license renewed in time.
Yeah. Because...
Expired license plates?
No, the license had expired unbeknownst to me.
Wait, your driver's license had expired?
It was suspended. Unbeknownst.
It was suspended unbeknownst to him.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
That makes it so
much better.
That makes it so much better.
Thanks, Kev. But But I'm sitting here thinking, if I'm like a low-level criminal in California right now, like I'm...
Like you are in New York.
I'm like a purse snatcher. I'm like breaking windows in cars and stealing cell phones.
Suspended driver.
Now I'm thinking, why not rob a bank? That's what... If I was out there right now, I'd go... I'd get a couple guys, and I'd rob a couple banks. Why not go for the bigger loot? Because they got no room for me.
Right. It's all full. I don't think they're going to put me in, like, a manger stall when there's no room in the inn. 888-340-3373. So we'll take your calls on that. And one other story that we are discussing has to do with this story that says that we are now intervening in the Gitmo hunger strike that's being done by the terrorists that we have down there. The terrorists are not wanting to eat. They're hoping to starve themselves to death. And I'm curious as to why we feel it's necessary to shove a steel splint up their belly button and to force feed them Ensure shakes, which is evidently what we're doing. 888-340-3373. Your thoughts on both of those. As we
actors, models, singers, and dancers, is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real, performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference. 2 days only. Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joe Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
86.
Rick and the Baldwin McCullough Live, glad you're with us from New York every Saturday night. We are always glad to chat with you. Stephen Baldwin, the actor, Kevin McCullough, the talk show host, and syndicated writer and so forth. But we love to have a little bit of a laugh on a Saturday night, make a little bit of a funny, and then cause, if possible, Stephen, people to think about, I don't know, common sense in a way that they haven't thought about it in a while.
Absolutely.
And these stories tonight are perfect examples of what we don't understand in this world. You know, why it suddenly is all important that you let criminals who haven't served their time out into the general population. We played that news story in the first hour, and the person said, well, you know, all the experts have weighed the pros and cons, and they've said that these 10,000 could be released and be fairly safe. Oh, okay. Well, as long as the experts that have never been wrong about anything, because they're nameless, faceless people we don't know and can never have access to, because the experts have said, well, these would be fairly safe people to put back into the population. We've talked to their counselors. They've told us that, you know, they'll be good. Because people have never tried to fool counselors or parole boards or anything else to perhaps get out of prison and then to go back to their evil-making ways.
Right.
And I'm not against redemption, and I'm not against the gospel changing someone's life, and I'm not against any of that. But I also don't think just because you become a Christian in prison, if you killed 40 people, you shouldn't have to be put to death via the death penalty. I think there are things that we do in this life that in this life the consequences are fairly set. What God decides to do in the afterlife is up to Him.
Right.
And I'm not Him, and I can't tell Him what to do. But, you know, if you and your boyfriend get pregnant while you're in high school and you're Christian kids and you're going to church and you're embarrassed by it, you can ask forgiveness all you want to. You still have to deal with the life that was created from that activity.
Absolutely.
So the consequences sometimes live on, even if we change as people, and hopefully we do change as people in the process. And I think for the welfare of society, it's just a bad idea to say, okay, zombie gate is open and here you go.
Yeah,
let them all out.
And I think clearly what's happening in California with Governor Jerry Brown and these activists, you just said it, Kev, without even realizing it's zombie gate.
Line one, John in Venice, Florida. You may have the last word on this, listening to WTBN AM 570. Hi.
Yeah, there's a lot of corruption in California. It is becoming a police state, and lots of places they get reimbursed from other groups in the government. Another jail will reimburse them. Even back in the 80s, people were being arrested because they're Christians, and even passed the RICO laws because Christians are trying to keep babies from being murdered.
I don't think people are being arrested for being Christians in California, John.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it.
And that's it.
Follow McCullough Live. Good night, Texas.
We'll see you next week.
Ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
For a while.